ever since we laid eyes on this kid, and he's a rare athlete. He's an elite guy. He's a center fielder. We know he's a ball hawk. You know, 7 interceptions. You know, last year, returned 3 of them. He's a threat. You know, to score every time he gets his hands, you know, on the football. He turned 3 for touchdowns. He had 74 tackles. Obviously comes from a great, great program. Urban Meyer does as good a job as anybody. So he's, you know, he fit all the criteria. He's a really good kid. He's a special athlete. Really, really good player. He's got rare ball skills. When I looked at this guy and we started looking at this guy and more that I watched tape and obviously you guys know Greg Schiano was his position coach at Ohio State, and Greg and I were together at the University of Miami, so we're close, and we had long discussions, you know, about all their guys, and obviously Malik was one of those guys, and, you know, he went on to say, you know, he was quoted as saying, you know, this is the closest thing to, you know, Ed Reed. You know, we had Eddie down there, and Greg was the defensive coordinator down there at the same time I was. So that stood out to me. I mean, he's got that that rare range, instincts, you know, and can, you know, make plays on the football. Elite athlete. Again, I can't emphasize that enough. And so, you know, we get another piece, you know, to add to the puzzle. Put him in the back end, and, you know, we've got, you know, great athlete in TJ, you know, Green that is on the come, and Clayton Gathers, who's on the mend, and, you know, D Butts is a guy that obviously is a guy we talked about, you know, playing back there. So, you know, we get to add a unique and special talent back there.
Chuck, any pause, considering you drafted TJ last year and Clayton the year before, and you guys have stated other needs elsewhere?
It was easy. Zero. I mean, when he was sitting there, and he was the highest value on the board, you know, and he's just a rare talent. And he's a really good kid. You know, we brought him in for top 30 visit, you know, so we spent time with him. Our coaches spent time with him. Our building, you know, spent time with him. So there's a lot of people. They got to, you know, lay their eyes on this guy and, you know, get to know this guy and talk to Malik and really find out, you know the player, see the tape, but try to figure out, you know, the intangible stuff. And he loves football, and he's a football player, and yeah, we're lucky. I feel blessed right now.
As you guys are in that draft room and you see how the board's going with so many offensive players, quarterbacks going, and you guys clearly want to address your defense, what's going through you guys' mind? You see, you got a bunch
of
linebackers.
Yeah, you got, you know, Fournette, and, you know, you start looking around saying, well, we better get somebody who can tackle this dude. We got some guys right now, but sure, you know, be nice to get a couple other guys, get his, you know, big fanny on the ground, you know, heck of a wideout that goes to, you know, goes to Tennessee, and Corey, you know, Davis, he's a game wrecker, you know, got an athletic quarterback now, Houston. I mean, you know, everybody's getting better, and we're in that conversation. We got better.
Some injury history. I know. I'm sure you explored that at length. What's your comfort level there? Any issues? Any concerns?
He's going to be fine. You know, it won't be till, you know, camp probably. We knew that. But again, you know, we've exhausted, you know, every resource that we've had, and our doctors and trainers have done a phenomenal job in communicating with their people, and he's going to. You know, there was no hesitation, even, you know, with the hip and groin surgery that he went through. So he'll be fine.
Does that OTAs really aren't that long, obviously, but would having to wait till training camp slow down maybe the progression of a young guy, or do you not worry about that?
No, you'd love to, you know, have him get every rep that they possibly can. You know, the rookie class can start on the 15th of May, you know, this year. So essentially, you know, he's going to miss those 10 OTAs and two mini camps. You know, so there's some snaps there. There's a bunch of reps, you know, that you need physically to go through. You know, it's one thing visual learners, you know, seeing it, you know, in the classroom, you know, watching it on film, walking through and then playing. You got to play. But this guy, if you look at, you know, red shirt and 14, you know, back up in 15 and then go get 7 interceptions this year. And, you know, it's just, you know, he's a young guy, you know, and he's got, you know, a lot of ball left in him, you know, so he'll be fine. I mean, he's just one of those guys that just stick him in center field and, you know, see ball, get ball. And let's not make it any harder than that.
You mentioned all your safeties. I mean, you mentioned 4, you know, really legitimate guys there. You only got 2 spots back there. How does this all work out? This
iron sharpens iron. As man sharpens man. We got great competition. I did that for you, Zach. You know that. I've been waiting, and I actually text Steven to give me a layup, you know, so I could. Nobody knows our history on that right now, Zach. That's between me and you. So, no, it's going to be, you know, we're trying to build, you know, obviously we're trying to get younger, which we're doing, you know, and we're trying to create, you know, competition. And those guys are good players that are here, and they're competitors. And so, you know, my phone ain't going to be blowing up. Hey, what the heck you doing, coach? Blah, 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 blah. They're sharpening right now.
Do you anticipate Darius staying at safety? I know it's 5 minutes.
It's early.
Yeah, okay.
It's so early. We got so much time. We haven't even been outside yet. No, you can develop and you can work on that. He's willing. He had 74 tackles, Bob, you know, last year, according to the, you know, the stat sheet. He's a big dude. He's 206 pounds and, you know, over 6 foot, a little over 6 foot. And, you know, again, he'll get guys on the ground, and long as they're willing, you know, and they're not sitting there. I mean, we could, making business decisions and stuff like that. I didn't see that. You know, I get a little scared of guys making business decisions, but that's not in his DNA. He'll be fine.
You talked about the fact that you didn't think he'd be there. And, I mean, you can never predict these things, all these quarterbacks and teams making moves that way. What was the drama like watching all that unfold in the draft room? Was it dramatic, or were you surprised by that? Or what were your...
That he got to us?
Just, yeah, watching all these moves and these quarterbacks going, and he falls in your lap.
Yeah, no, obviously, you know, when he was there, I told you when we started, you know, we had him going higher than that. You know, his talent and his value is really good where we got him. We didn't expect it. So, you know, we're enthusiastic, you know, about it. And, you know, you watch everything else. And like I told us, the coaches and Chris and I talk, and, you know, we're not worried about the ones we didn't get. We're just worried about the ones we did get. And don't worry about anything else. But getting that guy in here, get him healthy, get him coached up, and get him to where, you know, to his ceiling, you know, because he's got a lot of room to grow. And we got a special, you know, athlete and a special player and a special person to work with.